אנחנו קוראים מתוך ספר שער הכוונות.
We are reading from Gates of Intention, second portion. You can find it in the booklet of Passover 230, first column. There are two kinds of katnut. There are two kinds of katnut and two kinds of gadlut in Yesut and in Chub. And they're all in two partsufim of Abba ve'Ima. And then, Zer'anpin, the elder son, inherits the place of the upper Abba ve'Ima and is called elder and is not the firstborn, since he rose to the degree of the upper Chub, which are called Skenim, elder. And then Zer'anpin returns to rise to Arichanpin, to his upper Dikna, in the prayer of Mincha of Shabbat, the noon prayer of Shabbat. And from there is no other ascent to Zer'anpin, because there is the essence of his ascent. The ascent of Zer'anpin from Katnut, infancy, until the end of the essence, is implied in portions of Avot, 5 years old to Mikra, and until 1 year old, as if he had died and passed away from the world. All these degrees are the ascents of Zer'anpin from the first degree until the last degree. There is a rule. When Zer'anpin is born, he has the first katnut. He took clothing and kelim from the externality of Yesud, which become for him internal and surrounding mochin. These mochin are called Nehi de Abba and Nehi de Ima. And then, in Gadlut, one, he takes the internal mochin from Nehi of Abba ve'Ima, which are internality of Yesud. Then he takes clothing and the externality from the upper Chub, which become his internal and surrounding mochin for him of the second Katnut. These mochin are called Chagat of Abba ve'Ima. Then he takes the second Gadlut, which are the internality of mochin from Chub, and they are called Chagat of Abba ve'Ima in internality. And then he rises to Dikna of Arich Anpin. The internal mochin of the first Katnut are the externality of Yesut from the Chazeh and below, which is called Nehi Tzadik of Tzelem. And their surroundings of Katnut are the externality of Yesut from the Chazeh upward. Two surroundings, Der Chagad Chabad, Lamed Mem de Tzelem. Then the first Gadlut, the internality of Mochin de Nehi of Yesut from the Chazeh and below. Their two surroundings is the internality of Yesut from Chazeh and above, Chagat and Chabad. Similarly, the second time, the second Katnut and Gadlut in the upper Patsufim of Chub. The lower first Katnut from Nehi of Ima, Bechina of Tvuna, is called Elokim, Din, Judgment. However, the clothing of Netzach Elokim with the fulfillment of Yudin, because the right line is Yudin, the line of Chochmah, Yud, and the clothed Hod Elokim with the fulfillment of Hain, for the left line, Bina, Hey. The clothing of Yesod Elokim with the fulfillment of Alephin, because the middle line is the line of that which is called Aleph, and their sign is Yud, Kei, Aleph, Yudin, Hein, Alephin. Elokim, Achdatam, the second Katnut of the upper from Chagat De'ima in Bina, the Dinim are not revealed as in Tvuna, therefore it is called Achdatam, which is exchanging Elokim with Aleph, with Bet, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled, exchanging with the letters before him. There is no letter before the letter Aleph, therefore it cannot be exchanged. But Aleph is replaced with the Chaf before her, Hey in Dalet before her, Yud in the Tet before her, sealed Mem in the letter open Mem before her. And since she cannot remain open at the end of the world, of a word, therefore she is written as sealed Mem. Achdatam are more mercy and internal from the name Elohim, because these are the letters that come before the letters Elohim. And if it would have been replaced with the letters of the name Elohim in Muhan, there would have been more judgment and external from the name Elohim. There is a second reason why Elohim is Din, for his worth is Rachamim. However, the Havaya of Rachamim, when it exchanges, indicates Din, whose worth Rachamim. Lefi Achdatam, Bina is called everywhere Living Elohim. Clothings of Nehi of the first Gadlut, or of Chagat of the second Gadlut, the names Eke. Eke, the Yudin in Etzach, the Alephin in Hod, and the Hein in Yesod. The clothings of Gadlut, adulthood, the internal Mochin, all that clothes in them are Havayot, and there is no change in them. For in the first or second Katnut, Zeranpin has no other Mochin, except for the clothings of the externality of Nehi Deima or of Chagat Deima. And these clothings are the mochin of Zeranpin in the first katnut or the second katnut. Therefore, there is division in the names of the clothings of Nehi to the names of the clothings of Chagat, because those are Elohim and those are Achdatam. But in Gadlut of Zeranpin, the first or the second, these are not the internality of Nehi, of Ima or Chagat de Ima. However, there are drops of the actual Mochin, which are extended from Mochin de Abba ve'ima in an actual Zivug. And there is no difference in them between the first and second Gadlut, and they are all Havayot. However, in Hachin Nami, which also come clothed inside Nehi or Chagat of Ima from the internality. But since there is Mochin in them, they are called after the Mochin, Havayot, and not after the clothings.
Imagine, try to depict how we are in scrutinies when we start discerning between the forces, the origin of these forces, the results of the forces operating on us, our participants in this that evokes the system, reveals the system. And then, to the extent that we are able to discover this system more and more, by this we begin researching how it works, how it operates. And from this, we receive such scrutinies, such investigations. Before us is a scientific report of the action of the upper system that operates us. Yes?
Moshe from Holland is asking, what is the meaning of exchanging or replacing letters and their combinations, anterior, posterior? What does it mean?
This is the direct light or reflected light, panim v'achoraim, the face and the posterior. That's the way it is. There are many... combinations, maybe. combinations, the letters exchange. Every letter initially has its own character from this block. Every letter is consisted of, it's not for no reason. Meaning, this is the will to receive that has tzimtzum, masach, aviyut, restriction, a screen, and coarseness. Meaning, it's engulfed by the light. This is why it holds this form with respect to the light. This is called a box or a letter. And this state has a previous state and a ladder, the lower and the upper. And these two states are one by the other, the left and the right. 10 sefirot of the upper and 10 sefirot of the lower. And all these states, the chokhmot and the binot, they are interrelated. Even though the connection between them goes through others, but it's the same frequency of binah. It has the same frequency that goes through all the letters and it stops on the way. But you can feel it. The ones who can feel it are only binot. Meaning, Binah can only feel Binah, and Chochmah can only feel the Chochmah, and the connection between them, or the connection between the same kinds of Sefirot, is totally different. Just like us, say, there is the health department, all the doctors in Israel are part of this health department. But these people have different roles. They have family and other offices they're related to. Meaning this system is, this is how it's constructed. In order to express these things, we need symbols, how to write them down, how to convey them. And the letters and the combinations of the letters give us this possibility. And this is also, I'd say, kind of limping, lame. He was in these states, he sees on himself, and if he can perform this and examine this, then he understands what it talks about. Otherwise, it's, nevertheless, it's not, how should I put it, it's not this language. Each and every language, and even all the languages together, they can't, you can't express this relationship, this integral relation. You can't express this. Our language is limited. You can't express wholeness. But somehow, this is why they don't write about everything. They only write about what they should mention, those stops on the path for others who are walking after them, and also for us to have some surrounding light. Oh, Mekif, yes.
John from Toronto is asking about the relationship in the group. When I have intentions for my friends, should I anticipate a result by seeing their advancement, or should I anticipate any results from my intentions if they are for my friends?
Advancing is only with respect to the friends. Meaning, if I want to see myself advanced to the extent that I feel each day more dependent upon them, that's the sign for progress. Egoistically, still, my advancement depends on how much I depend on them and how much I want them to advance, because this is what makes me advance. It's still ego, but it's the correct direction. already. Yes.
He's asking, do I see a progress in them or?
Yes. As much as they advance, the fact I see them progressing, even if I feel bad about it, because accordingly maybe I am lower. But nevertheless, this is a sign I've advanced on the left. Otherwise, I cancel them entirely. Usually, we just cancel them. Why should I suffer? Yes.
If we really want to see that our friends are advancing, we don't want it to be egoistic. It feels entirely disconnected. It's totally above reason. How can we do anything here? In which field do we operate?
If I feel that my progress depends on their progress, that I, together with them, I reach the goal, not even the first among them, not even in the group, I'm after them. They're carrying me in some small cart. Nevertheless, I'm glad that they are progressing. I'm glad that I'm connected to them. And then my progression is also included in this. So I'm glad about it. I'm glad for my account, but I'm glad. I'm glad that I don't revoke them, I don't cancel them. It's good that they advance. Because nevertheless, I'm part of this. Meaning, I understand my weaknesses, that I'm unable to do this by myself, but together with them, somehow. This is already within my people I dwell.
Should we reach a state where I don't care even about that, how I feel, how entirely disconnect?
You can't determine what you'll feel, what you care about or you don't. You can't determine this. The light will come and organize all these states for you.
So only to relate to the fact that I'm happy that they advance?
This you also don't determine. What are you asking? Should I be glad about my friend's progression? Yes. Well, so, will you do this from now on?
I'm asking if that's the only things that should matter. Should I intend for this only, or is there something else?
There is something else. There are many other things. You should see how you're progressing in dissemination, how you're progressing in teaching, in many different manners with others. All in all, you should yearn to see the whole world as a system in which you, in the system, you're giving the Creator a chance to appear, and you want to make Him happy by that. All right? More? Let's continue. Third portion, right?
We continue. We're on page 231, the third portion, the Exodus from Egypt and Passover.
We read this with the Rabash a few times during the holidays, all the intentions on Passover.
In the exile of Egypt, the externals cling on to the Kedusha, to sanctity. Until Zeranpin returned to worst degree, three within three, Gimel go Gimel. And the desire of the Lord was to deliver Zeranpin in birth from his mother's womb and to grow him in the essence of Gadlut, by which the grip of the exons will be revoked from the illuminations of now. And it was not enough for him to grow by the first Gadlut, which is the rest of the good days, which because the ascent of Zon is only for Tvuna, because the name Eke in the fulfillment of Yudin in Bina, and Havayat the Sag is in Tvuna. And therefore, Yutet 19 in Gematria is Ag 73, Havayah of Sag with 10 letters. That was done by itself. But later on, by our prayers, we rise to upper Chub. But on the eve of Passover, Zeranpin grows even a second Gadlut, which is the upper Chub. And even more so, the eve of Passover is greater than the eve of Shabbat, because on the eve of Shabbat, Zer Anpin rises to the first Gadlut, 30 Lamed of Mekifim of Tzelem. And even the Mekif, the surrounding Mem of Tzelem, is absent on the eve of Shabbat. But on the eve of Passover, in the second Gadlut, he has upper Chub. The virtue of the eve of Pesach from the rest, good days and Shabbatot, Sabbaths. Zer Anpin rises in them degree after degree in every prayer. But on the eve of Passover, Zer Anpin rises all the degrees at once until the second Gadlut. The advantage of the eve of Shabbat over Passover. In Shabbat, in noon prayer, it rises until Dikna of Arich Anpin. On the eve of Passover, it rises until the upper Chub. In order for the externality to be revoked from having a grip on him, he grows in one time, the essence of all the degrees of growth and ascent. In the Exodus from Egypt, Zer Anpin grows in the essence of the growth of his degrees in one time, until he grows until Chagat of Arich of Abba Ve'ima, which are the upper Chub. And there, in Chagat, is the place of the Dadim, the others, the first Gadlut of Nehi and the second Gadlut of Chagat. The second Gadlut are the three names Achdatam in Chagat, where each of them in Gematria is Ein Dalet, 74. The place of the three names Achdatam in Chagat is the place of the Dadim, others, and the Shaddai. Or it can be explained as Tarbi, multiply, corresponds to the first Gadlut, because at first, in the meaning of the Ibur, conception, it was in the Bechina of the three within three. And now, in the first Katnut, which is the time of Sakling, all Vak were revealed in him. And grow corresponds to the first Gadlut, adulthood. And you shall come Be'ade Adaim, the second Katnut, which is the name Achdatam. Shadaim, Nachonu, corresponds to Chagat of the second Gadlut. The word Pesach, Passover, Tvuna is Nehi De'ima. Bina is Chagat. The Rosh, the head of Tvuna, in the end of Nehi of Ima, and they are included together in one Partsuf called Ima, which is called Bina. Chagat De'ima, the beginning of the place of the second Gadlut of Zer Anpin, which was now added during the eve of Passover. However, on the rest of the eves of good days and Sabbaths is the place of Peh of Tvuna in Hergar. And this is the meaning of Pesach. Peh Sach, because there is the Peh, the mouth of Tvuna, and therefore we should increase in the telling of the story of the Exodus from Egypt. We say a complete Hallel, a complete praise on the eve of Passover, because the Mochin, until the essence of the second growth of Zer Anpin, which enter on the eve of Passover, and they exist in him all night long and the entire first day of Passover. And therefore, a complete Hallel, a complete praise is said on the first day of Passover. Hallel, praise, in the rest of the eves of good days is incomplete, and then they depart entirely as in the beginning, and then they return and enter in the orders of the degrees from the second day of Passover until the 58th, the day of the count of the Omer, the holiday of Shavuot. And therefore, on the rest of the days of Pesach, a complete Hallel is not said, because of the grip of the externals in Zer Anpin, in the essence of the validity of their growth, of their grip, all the degrees of his growth had to be done all at once so that the externals will be rebuked. And after it was cancelled, it returned to his natural state to grow his growth one degree after another. In the eve of Passover, the upper zivug from Sitra of above and not from Sikra of delay. In the rest of the good days, the mochin enter in the order of degrees, and therefore the upper zivug was made by our prayers and actions. But on the eve of Passover, Zer Anpin grew unnaturally, because we did not have the ability by our prayer to raise him in one moment in the essence of growth, only by the mercies of the Emanator who performed a great miracle which was abnatural. The prohibition of zivug, coupling, on the eve of Passover. However, on the rest of the 19 mitzvot, commandments, on the rest of the good days, the commandments of the good days, because by the low one, the zivug, the upper zivug was made. But on the eve of Passover, there is no upper zivug. The count of the Omer, the counting of seven clean days, so that the woman will be purified for her husband on the eve of Shavuot. But since the upper zivug was on the eve of Passover, she was impure in the exile of Egypt, and she became purified for her husband, and she coupled with him. How does she count the clean days, the pure days? But after the impurity, which lasted from 5 days of impure bloods, which he had received in the exile of Egypt, from the clothing of Gvurot, from the essence that remained in her waist. And therefore she had to purify them, those impure bloods, because then the external had a grip on her. And on the eve of Passover, when Zer Anpin grew all at once, after all those growth, those bloods stopped, and the grip of the externals in Zer Anpin and Nukva had been cancelled. Therefore, she was purified, and she did not need to count seven pure days, for she was purified for the time being unnaturally. But after the first day of Passover, the mochen departed, and the external returned to have a grip on the bloods. But this is not the order of the gripping as in the beginning. And according to the entrance of the Mochin in the order of degrees, so was the order of the cancellation of the grip of the externals during the rest of the count of the Omer, which is the matter of counting seven pure days. And then she was purified from her impurity, and she completed purified on the holiday of Shavuot. And then she returned to perform, to couple with him. But how in the rest of the day of Passover it is called a good day, which he wasn't purified from purity yet until the holiday of Shavuot?
Okay, we'll move on. Yes, moving on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
יש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות בקומה הראשונה נמצאים החברים ואילו בשנייה את השלם מוצאים בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחי שם הוא מסתתר אם אתה לחפוץ תדאג לחברים עשה זאת בשמחה כי רק בין האחים נמצאת אהבה בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחי יש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות